It's May 1st. We're just one day past National Poetry Month, but we just couldn't let April go without taking a few more minutes to look back on the fun of our NPR Poetry Twitter call-out. So joining me now, our man behind the hashtag Poetry Impresario, NPR digital editor Colin Dwyer. Hi, Colin.
Hello.
So it speaks to the power of a simple idea, doesn't it?
Right. It's remarkable. It was just a simple hashtag, just one question, and we got such a multitude of responses in return.
How many did we get?
It had to have numbered in the thousands. And in fact, single tweeters were responsible for dozens of contributions of their own. It was remarkable.
And I know we became a homework assignment in a few classrooms. Sorry, kids.
Yes, four classrooms, actually, that we counted. And it wasn't just high schoolers, as you'd expect. There was a third grade classroom, too. And those poems actually had quite a bit to do with bugs, as you might
expect. A lot of bugs, a lot of insects. Could have been a lot of things. Skin knees.
Right.
Water fountain.
There were some fireworks. Actually, one of my favorites went just like this. Food is great. You should eat it now or you will starve.
Simple, direct,
yeah, it gets
to the
right
point.
To the point.
Exactly. Now, people, we can't show you this, but there were also some people who sent some lovely artwork and photos to accompany some of their tweets. But before we go, we just have to ask you, can you just give us just a couple more?
Yes, and actually I'll take this opportunity to weasel in a couple that I personally loved, but we just haven't had a chance to feature yet. This one is from Sherry Drake. It goes, I want to build a song for you, but my words are dry, like sawmills in summer. Wooden words, pile and jam, nothing flows.
Oh, that's a lot to think about. Anything else?
Yeah, there's one from Phil Boyarski, who contributed quite a number, but this was perhaps my favorite. We follow the sound of the frog in the wetland. As footsteps approach, it stops, having led us to silence.
That is lovely. Well, thank you so much for that. And thank you for taking this on. You didn't realize it was going to be... I mean, it was lovely, but it was a lot of work, actually.
It was a lot of work, but it was a pleasure through and through.
I really appreciate that. That's NPR digital editor Colin Dwyer. Colin, until next April...
Until then.
All right. Now everybody's on notice. Start thinking up those brilliant Twitter masterpieces now.